Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. North Carolina guy buys his wife a Maserati from Carvana on her birthday, then found out it was stolen. Here is Jason Scott talking about how he found out the $68,000 car he legally bought ended up being stolen.
Was excited to have it coming down the hill, got out the car, everything was fine. That's when they found out that the vehicle was stolen. And when they checked the VIN number on the chassis, that's when they saw that it was a stolen vehicle. She said, well, we can't trade the vehicle back in until you bring the vehicle back. I said, I can't bring the vehicle back. I said, the police have the vehicle. I know they said they have 150 point inspections. I want them to have 151. Check to see if the vehicle is stolen. The last thing I want anybody to do is get caught late night on some strange road in the back country and they can't verify. And they look at that person as a criminal.
All good points.
Maybe start with that one first. Make sure the car is stolen. Then do the rest of it.
Right.
Save yourself the other 150 steps.
Yeah. How many checks do they have in the
150
car?
150 points. Right. So he wants 151.
That guy's great.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah. For someone who got screwed, he actually is pretty funny.
How can it not start with this?
Really?
Let's see if this is if we're legally getting the car.
Yeah. No one did a VIN check.
Mm. Or even the question, hey, where did we get this? Maybe that. Yeah. Like, okay, question.
Where'd this car come from?
Yeah.
Why are we selling it so cheap? A Maserati for 68 grand?
Is that low?
It seems low to me.
It depends on the year and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
it seems low to me.
I got to be in it. I got to see it.
I can't do that.
I want to see its history.
Yeah.
Don't you get a history now?
Yeah.
You get a history.
Yeah.
If it had a little ding in a quarter panel, there's a history.
I've seen those little transport trucks bringing those cars one by one to people's houses. I'm like, I cannot do that.
I'm a dealership guy.
I gotta see it. I gotta touch it. I gotta drive it. I gotta make sure it's not stolen.
I want to know the manager. The store's been there for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to, like,
I want to know I could drive. They've been there for a while.
Right, I want a tent in the parking lot, a bunch of cars around it.
Yeah.
I show up the next day, like, where the tent go?
That's right.
Where the cars go?
They kind of just pop up. They're like pop-up stores.
Yeah.
No.
It's like when Halloween shows, there was all these little stores. They set up shop in some place that went out of business, and they disappear again. They call them Spirit. Yeah, because they disappear.
They should hire that guy. Carvana?
Yeah.
They should hire that guy.
She'd be the spokesperson.
Yeah.
They should hire him?
Yeah, he's so well-spoken. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he comes out with .151, what do you do?
He doesn't sound like a fan of theirs.
Right now he's not.
Well, this is why they need him. They need to change him over.
Mm.
Yeah.
If I'm a local dealership, I hire him.
Yes.
It's like, this is why you buy from your local dealer.
Even better. Look at Joe. Marketing genius.
He just walks out and goes, is it stolen? You're like, no. That's
why. Here it up, right? Who will not sell you a stolen vehicle?
Man, what a terrible way to find out.
Seriously, yeah. And like, gotta return the vehicle. I can't.
Right.
They took
the cops have it.
Yeah.
It's evidence.
Yeah, go talk to them.
And the car belongs to somebody else. I'll never have it to bring to you.
No.
Yeah. All right. Next headline. A man was arrested 10 times in 1 month.
Does he get a free stay on the 10th one? Is that what happens?
Right? Yeah. Free sandwich.
Yeah, like the sandwich punch card.
Yeah, click, click, click,
it's
click.
It's like the joke I told.
Just a 38-year-old guy in Fresno, California named Keith Chashton. Just got arrested 10th time in 1 month. The 10th arrest happened Tuesday when police got a call about a man driving a stolen truck.
Oh, ooh. You give him Carvana? He didn't know, apparently.
They went out and nabbed Keith, but it couldn't have been easier. He told police he was on his way to the police station to pick up his personal property.
He left it there from the 9th time?
Right.
Apparently.
Right. I left my jacket.
Seems like
and my
a coincidence.
Pants. Yeah.
I had a cell phone last time here. I don't see it.
Right, right. I had a watch.
I had some stolen merchandise I left here.
In a pile somewhere, back of a cell.
It's a keys, Maserati. Anyone see?
Right.
In a cake with a file in it.
It was his 31st day since his initial arrest last month. And to be clear, it does not sound like an intentionally planned feat. He's facing 18 felonies, 15 misdemeanors. Wow. With an array of charges, including stealing 6 vehicles. I wonder if he works for Carvana.
He might be the Carvana. Yeah, he's the supply guy.
DUI, vandalism, fraud, possession of a controlled substance, and more.
That's just 1 week.
Getting busted for more is tough.
Yeah, I know. I hate with more.
That's
we're going to add more.
What are you in for? More.
I want less.
Yeah, that's when there's so many to just write.
Yeah.
Just write and more.
Right, yep. Et cetera, et cetera.
Talking about Ron Howard, he's told a story about seeing his daughter on stage naked.
Yes.
And
Grandpa,
we just started
it.
Thinking about, well, I, okay, you could put it that way.
It seemed like it.
It sounds creepier than what really happened.
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, you can call in the time you accidentally saw a family member naked.
It happens.
So I walked in on my dad. He was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Brutal.
When you're a little kid, you always tell you knock next time. You just enter the door. You don't think. And then you're punished for it.
Yeah.
Forever.
That does live with you forever.
Still a bad visual.
You learn to knock forever.
The height that I was at.
Oh, no.
Like it was looking right at me.
Right. It was judging you.
Hello.
It was judging you. Like a bad puppet.
Oh, look at you. Hello.
Hey, squeaking. Hey, Pinocchio. How are you?
Is he lying? Because he's growing.
That would have been funny if he had like an accent like the Planters peanut guy or whatever.
I was thinking more like Popeye. Because you saw poop deck Pappy.
It's a little like Grover.
How are you, Scott? Near far. I want to be far, not near.
203-882-9757. Have you ever accidentally seen a family member naked?
Right.
Join in.
Come on.
Like you went to the strip club and realized your daughter works there or something fun?
Right.
I was just here for the buffet.
I didn't know she worked there.
I was just here for the lunch buffet.
I thought she was on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I had no idea.
Whoops.
Right.
Look at that. She gets her allowance.
Imagine my embarrassment.
That's
That's why the rent's all in folded up dollars.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, yeah. So I got a naked story. I'm a swimmer, and my dad was a swim team guy. And so I grew up in locker rooms of the YMCA as like a 10-year-old, just looking around and just old men walking around, balls everywhere. And I remember seeing my dad. It was just like hair. And the thing is, I grew, like, my career was in the YMCA. So I'm like 25 now. And I see these guys, and they're full on standing, and their ball sacks are still attached to the bench. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. This is where grandfather clocks came from.
Yeah. Looks like they had a piece of gum and they're like,
all I got to do is let a cat in there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh, guys, you guys are great. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for sharing that horror show. Can you imagine being a kid walking through a locker room with a bunch of just...
It's like a bad gauntlet.
Wow.
That's the real wet willy right there. You don't want that.
Oh, my God. Like a sting video. Yeah. Wrapped around your finger. Wow. I think we found the flip side to YMCA Part 2.
Oh. What's this now?
I don't know.
This could be if YMCA 2023 is this guy's story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because young man is the place he can go?
Right.
Could be a parody song.
It could be.
Could we not?
Want to help me write?
Comedian Pat Oates in studio. He's got a show at Retro Pub and Grub in Derby Saturday.
Don't plug it during this.
That's right.
It's pants optional night.
When do you see my closer?
Why do you think they call it Pub and Grub?
Yeah.
Sean and Cromwell.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
So, when I was younger, I was hanging out at home playing video games when I hear my dad in the bathroom scream and I hear a little bit of commotion. So, not even thinking, I rush in to see what's going on, and I think I just walked in on a murder scene. There is blood everywhere because he had spider-toes being, so he nicked himself shaving.
Right.
So, his leg is just gushing, and in all of the carnage, I'm not looking at the blood. I'm traumatized by seeing his family jewels flying around as he's trying to control the spray.
Oh,
wow. Like, he cut himself bad.
Yeah.
I thought he was shaving his sack and...
Right.
Oh, that is the worst.
So what was he
Have
shaving?
Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah.
No.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah. It's like a main artery down there.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, that's my fun little memory.
Can we go back to mousetraps?
Why do you keep using
like
the same finger, man?
When we were sticking someone's finger in the mousetrap?
Don't use the same finger.
Wow.
Just don't use the same finger.
I won't anymore. Thank you. Appreciate that. And I'm sorry for what happened. I'm sorry for your troubles.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay,
and don't do a palm side up, man. Don't do a palm side up.
Yes, I found that out, too. Yep, thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
All these things I could have learned yesterday.
Blazing Jay.
Oh, this one. Yo, man, my stepfather to this day just wears a T-shirt and nothing else to bed, right? So back in the day, I used to bring my girls back to the
Such
house
a weird
and
look.
Leave the crash on my... Yeah, why, oh, my God. And his T-shirt was never clean.
The first time I saw that look was in Animal House when the college professor was wearing the sweater with nothing on underneath.
Yeah.
But and then he reached up into the cabinet. I'm like, Jesus!
But why just a T-shirt? Like, the only that part gets cold?
He's yeah, modest. Exactly. He keeps your nipples cold. He said it would keep his nipples cold and his jewels free. That's what he said. So I had this girl on the couch one night, and we're getting it on. It's like 4 in the morning after the club. And he comes out to take his 4 o'clock pee, and he's got nothing on. He stands over the couch, and this girl's got her head right by his jewels. And he's like, hey, son, you're doing pretty good there. And he walked away. And that girl was scarred for life. Man, life. I'll never forget it. I look up and his whole thing, the T-shirt's barely there. The jewels are hanging out. Her forehead's right there. I was dying, man. I was absolutely. And you know what's best? To this day, right? Get this. Now, guess what I wear to bed? A T-shirt and nothing else. So no. I'm free balling. Yes, man.
The other day, my son was on the couch, and I was like, the boy is just like me.
I'm going to call you Lipton.
It is a bad Harry Chapin song.
Yeah. Let's call him Lipton from now on.
That's it, man. It's the best way to sleep. You try it. Tell me it's not free. Your nipples are warm, your shoulders are warm, and your balls are just free and clear, Marilyn.
Move out of your dad's house first.
I'll try it tonight.
All right, Jay. Thank you.
You sleep in the same bed.
Love you, fellas, man.
Boy, I feel like I just clicked on a bad channel.
I'm like, can I shower right now? Can I go home and shower right now? I want to go home and shower right now. I just feel gross.
We were talking about, how you accidentally saw a family member naked. This is what we asked for, and we're getting it.
Yes, we are. Yeah. I know we're getting it, too.
At least Ron Howard would do a performance.
Right.
So I saw my sister one time where I'm hanging in her bedroom talking, right? And she was just in her pajama top and everything, full pajamas, but I guess she didn't
have the
button.
You can tell you're getting flustered.
I can hear how anxious
She didn't have the button top buttoned properly, and I'm talking, all of a sudden, just boom, her boob popped out. She shoved that sucker back, and I'm like, ah! I was like 12. I'm like, oh my God. Yep.
No, he was 12. You can't play that.
Yeah.
I didn't touch it.
Yeah, and neither did I.
That's what he said.
Neither did I.
Does that ruin any alone time you have with yourself? If that pops in your head, you're like, oh.
No.
Does it make it better?
No.
That's the first time I spoke of that in 40 some odd years.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, wow. That was not good at all.
Just popped out?
That was not, yeah.
The wild
stuff. It's like, hi.
Yeah, it was just all the boob. I'm like, what the hell?
How are you?
And I remember in my mind thinking to myself,
hey, you're a boob, I'm a boob.
It took a couple of seconds to process, like, what just happened? I'm like, oh my God, yeah.
All right, well, the short period of time you saw it, like, what do you think its voice would have sounded like?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, because it was younger. It wouldn't be true. Right, it'd be like right, Eeyore right, now.
Yeah, yeah. Small.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Right.
Oh, no. Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
I'm depressed.
Why bother?
There'd be a tail with nail stuck to it. Yeah. Yeah, that was not fun at all. Man.
No.
I've never seen sister boobs. I have 4 sisters. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That whole time.
Yeah, we're all just Irish and afraid of showing anything to anybody. We're all hiding.
Oh, this wasn't planned. Just
chilling out. She's wearing shirts that pop boobs out.
You know, pajama top.
Yeah, it's an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't button that one button properly.
Sounds like a happy accident.
No, it was not.
Drew in Kalamazoo.
Really?
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
Is this our Drew?
Just my wife and I were cleaning up her mother's house. Her mother's, you know, pretty old. She needed some help. And we were folding clothes and putting stuff away and opened up the old drawer and found some naked pictures of her.
So, like when you said I opened up the old drawer, I got a bad visual.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Wrong drawers.
Wow. You saw pictures of her naked when she was younger.
Oh, yeah. Polaroids?
I thought all like 18. 20, baby.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, they were not horrible pictures. Let's just put it to you that way.
Yeah, and, that's interesting.
My wife's like, oh, my God. I'm like, well, your parents must have been freaks. I don't know.
You got to see. You got to see Nana's OnlyFans page now.
Were these like wartime photos?
Wartime photos.
Like,
no, it was actually black and white.
Yeah.
No, so they were just full on nades.
Did she look like your wife?
Yeah, kind of.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's a good, heads up. Like, hey, this is exactly
heads up.
What I'm going to be saying.
I mean, it wasn't like hustler kind of pictures. It was just, straight up nudes.
Yeah.
But,
Were they the kind of pictures that had to go somewhere to be developed, or were they Polaroids?
Well, Instamatics, I don't think he had a dark room in the basement. I mean, that would have been a little obvious, right?
Yeah,
right. And where did these photos end up?
You just think about all of the action
the
people who used to develop these pictures are missing now that we just take our own pictures and that's it.
The guy in the hut.
Now the creeps are the people who work for, you know, the phone company or Instagram who gets access to all your photos.
Uh-huh.
You see a story, I feel, about it every so often. Someone, like, went in to get their phone fixed, and next thing you know, it's like the whole files are getting downloaded.
Yeah.
Don't put nudes on your phone.
Yeah, that's excuse I gave.
When you're texting your wife at 2 in the morning, you know what I mean?
Right. And you're like, how's your mom?
The worst thing is that, like, Facebook will pull up memories from your phone, pictures and stuff, and if you have, like, a nasty picture on there, it's like, holy crap, don't post that.
Came close.
Yeah. No, that Facebook memory, that's a bad...
bad memories.
Like,
yeah, it's memory, not memory.
Yeah.
Might be a good memory for you, but not something you want to share.
Right.
Right. All right. Thank you, Drew. Matt, Long Island.
Well, I think Drew from Kalamazoo kind of opened it up for me, and I'm going to piggyback on what he was talking about. We were looking through family photo albums. And my brother asked my dad, he said, Dad, you don't have any pictures from Vietnam or anything? My mother's like, oh, yeah, they're in the closet. She goes and brings them out. You know, there's the guns and his dog that he had when he was Nam and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, we got to some pictures, and me, my brother, my two sisters were like, why is this picture in here? And it was pictures of my dad's junk that he took. And sent to my mother.
That's his AR-15.
That's his bazooka.
Right. That's it, yeah. That's his howitzer.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Yep.
It was something not planned. And, you know, as crazy as you know, scared we were looking at the picture, we looked at our parents, and they were even more mortified than us.
We should have ice cream now. Who wants to eat?
Wow. And think about what you had to do then. You had to get the film developed. He probably took the picture. Did he take pictures of his junk in Vietnam and then send them over?
He probably had someone else take
them. He took the pictures and then sent, I guess, the rolls back to my mom, I would assume.
Right. Yeah, right. That's how he would do it.
I could see you're a private.
But wait, was it a picture from an angle that it looked like he took the picture? Or someone else took the picture?
Yeah, like a brick farm.
There were several angles, and some of those, I'm going to say, wasn't just him.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a group photo.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was funny because we went out to dinner. It would have been his 80th birthday last Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
And we're looking through photo albums, and the first one that one of the first ones that popped up was one of him in Vietnam. And I'm like, please, please tell me you took these out of the album. I was like, please, please.
He was in a hairy company.
Oh, that's right. They didn't shave back then either.
No.
Not when you're on the other side of the world either. Definitely not.
Yep,
was there a letter with the photo?
Yes.
My dearest Clementine, it's been so, quote-unquote, hard missing you.
Right. You know,
some pictures.
What stage was the...
Was he the rooster?
Unit in.
Right. Yes.
The unit.
Right. Was it ready for battle?
Was it just relaxing? Was it waiting for battle?
Was it a tired private? What's going on?
R&R.
Right. Several stages. Oh. Several.
Oh. Wow.
And then again, I don't know why we looked at all of them, but we did.
Yeah, seriously. After the first one.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
I don't know.
No, he wasn't in the war. He was just on vacation.
Right. He was just visiting Vietnam. Dad, you're on a tour boat. War as hell, son. Dad, you went to visit.
You have to have a lot of confidence in yourself to take a picture of it in a relaxed place.
Seriously.
That's like no one should see that.
See, you're a sniper.
Hey, Joey, get the undercarriage. What are you doing with your friends?
Matt, thanks for calling, man.
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, sounds like your dad was a cool dude, man. Veteran.
Yep, 50 caliber, apparently.
You could hear he's going to never ever get that image out of there.
No. We brought it back.
It's still bothering me.
Yeah.
And it's funny he had the look, you know.
Yeah.
It's, because what else are you going to do?
It's like a traffic accident. You can't look away.
Would you have to see them all? Would you have to see?
One's good. One's good.
Yeah.
One very extremely quick.
Who throws that picture in the box?
It sounded like it was in an album, no?
It was in an album.
No, he said they were looking at an album, and then
that's right. You're right.
Went to a box. But you put that one in a separate box.
I'm guessing it was a hardcover album.
I'm sure he put it in several boxes.
It in a box, yeah, a box within a box.
That was weird.
That's weird. I never took a picture of my wiener. Never. Never.
No, me neither.
Never.
That's AJ, weird.
What?
I could tell by your face.
Oh.
How many?
Couple.
Have you sent them out? Like, where are they now? Where do they live?
Where do they live?
Yeah.
It's best not to think of these things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's next week. Starting stupid. You get it wrong, well, you put the picture on the internet.
Right.
How many pictures would you say?
People, a lot more people.
You've taken of your wiener.
Oh, a couple.
Couple. What does that mean? Like 10, 20?
Okay.
It's like, just pay your electric bill. Don't send us this.
Yeah, it's not easy. That's how you get Facebook
But where
friends.
Are these pictures now?
Gone. Deleted.
Oh.
No, they're not.
No, no. You think they are.
They never go away.
Well, I didn't do it on this phone.
Yeah. Your balls are in the cloud,
now,
my friend.
No, that's the Android.
I thought it seemed a little dark. Yes. A little shady.
That's why it's hanging low right
that's
now.
That's not rain.
Yeah.
Wow, that's when did you do this? Years ago?
Yesterday.
Years ago.
Like how many?
My other phone I had. So I've had this
the
phone.
The last phone?
At least 4 years now, yeah, so.
Wow.
Yep. You won't do show prep, but you'll do that?
That is a show prep.
Don't be a picture.
Lauren.
Yes.
You're a kindergarten teacher?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes. And
thank you for
luck.
Your service.
Yeah. It's pretty wild out there.
It's the wild, wild west. I want to have a whole conversation with you about that. But what are you calling in on topic here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on topic. So when I was 22, my brother's 15, I had major surgery on my left foot and ankle. And it could not get wet. I mean, it was like months. You know, I had to have all this wrapping on it, everything. And so I couldn't take a shower. I could only take a bath. So, you know, I'm in the bath, obviously naked. But I have my left foot stretched way up onto the side of the skull.
Yeah.
So that it, you know, wouldn't get wet.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't have the door locked. I didn't think anyone was home. And here comes my little brother, 16. And he just whips open the door, and there I am, just spread eagle, laying in the tub.
Right, it's okay. My foot's not gonna get wet.
Oh, he must have been mortified.
Right,
15.
He moved out that day.
He made like 10 different faces before he slammed the door.
Were any of them curious?
Right, did he turn sideways? His head
no,
tilt?
It was all. Confusion and horror
and shock and all right, great,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Well, because you know, a lot of those adult movies begin when it's stepbrother, stepsister,
right?
So it could be easily that scenario.
Yeah, where he's stuck somewhere.
But now it happens completely. It now it's been, like, well, we're not really related.
It could have been Blue Lagoon.
No, it wasn't like that. To this day, I really can't talk about my foot surgery in front of him.
Oh, that's funny.
He's going, la, 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 la,
like,
la.
Ah.
You take it to a bad place. Evil, evil place.
No, I'm going to go get a drink. I'll be right back.
Right.
Well, thank you for no sharing story. That. And thanks for being a kindergarten teacher.
Yes.
Oh, of course. I love it.
Kids are great.
Yeah, the kids are.
Parents not so much. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly
kids
right.
Are.
So, all right. Thank you, Lauren.
Good luck out there.
Governor Lamont on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Jazz. AJ, you're a wet blanket. This place is on fire. Everybody wearing UConn swag. We're feeling good tonight. Team is tight.
Yeah, but you got that guy who has his sister watching over him that helped him get that that buzzer beater thing. You know?
Do you understand what AJ's saying? You know, I could translate.
Yeah, the San Diego guy who got the last
second.
Yeah,
his name is Lamont. He's good. He's right. The only guy I may be cured for on the other side.
Exactly. Exactly. So Lamont might take care of it, you know? I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's thousands of Connecticut folks here, thousands of folks who used to live in Connecticut. You know, people wearing the swag, high-fiving, terrorist fist pumps, walking up and down the streets of Houston. Everybody's going to be getting in there pretty early this evening to let the place rock.
Governor, how confident are you that UConn's going to win tonight?
Confident only in that I think the team is so together. They're not going to suffer from overconfidence. Look, we've seen one Cinderella story after another throughout this entire NCAA. But I think the team is playing really well, playing as one. They've got when somebody's off, somebody else is coming right back in to give them a break. And the energy in this place. You know, there's 80,000 people in this stadium. It's rocking.
AJ has a proposal. He wants to make you a bet. And if UConn wins, he will eat. And he looked up the...
Yeah, the foods of San Diego.
Yeah, sea urchin.
They're known for sea urchin, which looks disgusting. It's like custard in a bird's nest.
So if UConn wins, when they win. So tomorrow, AJ would eat sea urchin on the air. And if they lose, you would come in studio and eat sea urchin.
Can I just come in the studio?
Well, you're the governor. You could pick someone to do it for you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, who's the hamburger?
Guy? Who's the new guy? Have Susan do it.
Yeah, Susan.
All right, so is that a bet, sir?
That's a deal.
Okay.
That's good. A deal.
Very good.
You can tell I'm feeling quite confident.
That's what, yes, exactly right.
So he looks
that's
gross.
How
I would not take that willy-dilly.
Yeah. Now that you said it's a deal, now I know you do. You're 100% convinced UConn's going to win tonight.
Hey.
So.
Hey.
Very good.
Dan Hurley, man, that guy's on fire. Watching him and Sonogo at the end of the game Saturday night, just embracing. You see what a team is. You see what a coach means to the players, and vice versa. It was great. Bill Murray sitting right behind us there. It was
that's awesome.
Gino watching his first Final Four for the men, right? He's always been in the Final Fours the previous years. So first time he's gotten to watch one in person.
Have you seen John Pearson, News 8?
I've not seen him yet.
Hold on. Let me put you on the phone with him.
I wish I did.
Hey, John, you're on the phone with the governor. Governor John Pearson, News 8.
Hey, Governor Lamont, how are you? I saw you from across the court the other night, sitting next to the school president. I was on the opposite side.
Well, come on over to the UConn side. You're allowed.
Well, I'm going to tell him the governor said I can come over here and sit, and as long as the NCAA officials don't kick me out, I'll stay. I'll hang out for a little while. I went to my assigned seat, but yeah, it was what a game.
Come down tonight. Hopefully, there's going to be a party at the Players Hotel, and. It went pretty late on a Saturday night. Let's see what Monday night does.
Yeah.
How late did you go, Governor? Governor, you seem like the guy who's like right there to the end of the party.
Right, I think so too. Yeah.
Yep. Help clean up at the end. Yep.
I was really letting it rip. I'm not sure I made it to the beginning of the party, but I was letting it rip.
He doesn't even know if he made it to the beginning, but he knows it went late, so he was there late.
He closed it.
Love it. Love it.
So. I'll see you out here somewhere today. We're all getting over earlier for a big UConn rally reception at about 5:30 this evening, Houston time.
All right, we're going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow and follow up on the bet. How's that?
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you, Governor.
Yeah, John, so who has better seats, you or the governor?
Yeah, honestly, it was pretty even. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Nice.
He was a little to the left of center court. I was a little to the right on the opposite side. I don't know if you're watching the game. The Miami player who came over and down off the floor.
Yeah.
Basically almost landed in my lap. But if he went 3 more feet, he would have been in my lap.
Wow.
Jeez.
You should pay for that.
So it was pretty cool. that's the best part of being in the job sometimes. You know, those are the moments you sit there and say, that's a pretty cool job.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets to experience that.
Yeah.
Pat had
no
a
doubt.
Question about your view.
Yeah.
Remember when on Miami the player whose shoe broke, and then they had the equipment managers keep running and get other shoes for him?
Yeah.
Were you guys paying attention to that in the arena? Because they made a big deal on air, but I didn't know if you guys could see what was going on there. But they made four kids run back and forth. They had to keep bringing them shoes. The shoes wouldn't fit, and they stayed on that on the air.
Keep going to Walmart.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't have a TV monitor there, so, you know, have your phone or computer. So we saw it pop on Twitter, and then we were watching a little of a commotion over there. And like everyone was saying, how do they not have another pair handy quick?
Yes.
I don't know if they had to run down to Foot Locker and get a pair for them or
something. Right. Then you got to measure, then you got to put it in, walk around.
It's almost embarrassing.
Yes,
he was out for about 5 minutes because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it took. And then the locker room, such a cavernous place, that arena. So locker rooms aren't close, but at the same time, there should be a set like right in the locker to go grab. He should have been, you know, probably back and forth in maybe 2 minutes max.
Right. I wonder if it's like one of those. Remember first day in high school?
Yeah.
Hey, go down to the. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Where is it again? Is it a left or a right here?
Right.
Yeah. Well, and this kid definitely isn't an athlete because the way he was running, I felt bad they put that on. It was like Forrest Gump going there. It was not a good run.
And the pants were a little tight.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On purpose or?
He moved pretty quickly, though.
Tried his best.
Really happy.
Yeah, it was hard because that was kind of opposite side, and then they were running in the opposite corner. So, like I said, so hard, and the view sometimes with all the people, you couldn't see. But we did see a little commotion over on the bench. So, you know, and that's another thing. We've been in the UConn locker room, like we're doing interviews and we're tripping over sneakers, and there's no shortage of sneakers in those locker rooms. So, like I said, I don't know where they had Miami sneakers stash, but
you would
it should
think
have been
there would just be like a duffel bag full of backups for everybody.
Yeah. Everybody bring two pair with
right?
you. You know,
yeah, that's not someone. That's not a team that's covering every detail.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially after Zion with Duke had the sneaker blow up on him, like in the middle of the tournament. Mm. Like you would think since that.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's been fun to watch. It's fun to be part of this ride here that they're on.
Did you hear John Pearson, News 8, live from Houston? AJ has a theory on why UConn's going to lose tonight.
What is that?
It's because, as you know, San Diego had that buzzer beater where the guy, you know, shot and his sister, who died earlier in the year, was like guiding him. So I'm thinking the supernatural are involved. And I'm thinking, and what's to say it's not going to happen tonight if the sister really loved him?
Do you know what he's saying? Because I could translate.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
You know what? I was sitting
he made
there
a shot last
beater.
Second, won the game.
Yes.
And he said it was his sister.
His dead sister.
Guided the shot.
He felt her presence.
So who's it not going to happen again tonight?
It possibly could. I mean, it very possibly could. I do think UConn is very dominant right now. Like the governor said, they've been winning everything by double digits. Even the other night, they didn't play great in the first half. Andre Jackson gets in foul trouble. Jordan Hawkins doesn't score much. It's all Adama Sinogo. Guy comes in here and there, and, you know, scores a couple points, keeps him right there. Miami comes back. UConn swings back. I think UConn just hasn't – it's going to sound weird – hasn't played a full, complete game yet where everyone's been completely on. And if tonight's the night, it could be a long night for San Diego State. So, I don't know. I think they might have run out of a little luck, Aztecs, at this point. But you never know. AJ,
that last,
never know. That's why they play the games, right?
Yep.
At the half, that like with 2 seconds left, UConn puts a three-pointer in, and it was one of those plays. It felt like they were running to say, let's see if we can run this if it's close at the end of the game. They run it right at the end of the half, and it goes
test.
In. I'm like, that was that had to be a deflator for the other team. Just like, man, these guys can do whatever they want to us whenever they want.
And it's a crusher. And that kid, Alex Caravan, just a freshman, he's done that a couple times in the tournament. He's hit a three at the buzzer. It's almost like a design play. And he did it again the other night. So who knows? That's another possibility. And that's a spot he likes to shoot from.
Yeah, the slots. That's where he hits from. I think they set that up beautifully. So.
Yeah, he said the other day that if you had to pick a spot, his roommate, Donovan Klingon, took the microphone from me, which is great. I loved it. And he interviewed him. He said, if you had one spot to shoot from on the floor, where would it be for three? He said, the left wing. That's my favorite spot. And that's where he hit from that shot the other night. So the teams didn't scout that, I guess. I don't know.
Donovan's the 7'2" player up in UConn.
You can shoot for the parking lot, get it in.
Yeah.
I guess picture him. He's got to hold the microphone down by like his knee to interview somebody.
Yeah, that guy, his hands and arms are just everywhere, just knocking balls out of
I saw one past the window a moment ago.
Yeah.
It's so hard interviewing him. I love that kid, though. Like, I'm 6'2", and I'm like, oh, my arm, and my arm starts shaking. I'm holding the camera shooting up. And then
I'm getting dizzy.
You don't find many people a full foot taller than you at that height.
No, it's pretty wild. And he's so polite, though. He's like, you want me to sit down? I'm like, if you don't mind, Donovan. And he'll sit down for me.
Still too tall.
So, John, thanks for coming on, man. We're hoping for the best tonight. All of us except for AJ.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
the supernatural.
Gotta be different, AJ. Gotta be different.
The supernatural's involved.
Right. Husky howls.
Oh, okay.
You go home and talk to those spirits, okay?
Yeah. John Pearson, News 8. Great job from Houston. Thank you, brother.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.